Welcome to the BetCast, the Ledger. It's the place, the podcast, where we talk about, for lack of a better term, how the podcast ecosystem is performing. So we have another report out, and this report is about the MLB, specific to the MLB. The last report was more of a wide open scoreboard across all the sports we're tracking. But this week is about the MLB, the Major League Baseball report that I just put out that has tracked 243 decisions across 12 different betting podcasts. And we'll actually get in that a little bit more deeply. But before we get into the report, before we actually get into the numbers, hold on, I'm going to actually take a quick sip of this coffee I just made. It's hot. It's the first sip of the day. It's my favorite sip of the day. Here it is. Oh, man. Whew. Talk about getting your juices flowing. Right in time for this podcast. So, again, hey, this is the BetCast Ledger, which is powered, I guess, by the BetCast platform. And I'm going to actually talk about the platform a little bit, just a little bit, because actually maybe more than a little bit, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But what I want to mention is I'm promoting these reports that the system is creating, and the system is creating these reports based off actual results from these betting podcast picks that they make. We aggregate them and we settle them. So I want to talk a little bit about some changes that's been made recently, some fixes that the system has made to make to actually make what I'm reporting more credible, more verifiable, better, can be verified, which is the most important piece, because this data is very important. I think it's very valuable. And what I meant to say by important is that it's important that we actually get this right. So moving forward, and here recently, I've made some important updates to make sure that there's a trail. That's really what I want to avoid. But my biggest fear, what was keeping me up at night, was that as I continue to pump out these reports, as I continue to create this podcast about the reports, and this is somewhat happened when I created the first report, I got a tag, or you know, somebody commented on the X thread saying, "Hey, is this legit? You know, like, who is this BetCast? What is this BetCast?" Right? So I started to think, I want this to be, anybody can just say, "Hey, you know, hey, your podcast did this. It had this record. It had this win rate, blah, blah, blah." But I want to be in the business of making that credible, having a fact-checking it, a trail, would you say? So that's exactly what I've done. Now, what I'm about to get into is about those changes. And again, the use case that I was really trying to solve for was podcast A comes up, emails me, messages me, does whatever, and they say, "Hey, I didn't make that pick," or "I didn't, that's not accurate," or whatever. Or maybe they may say that about a different podcast. So I have created a system to track all this information, and I will be able to give an actual individual report that has the trail, and that trail will include obviously the podcast source, the bet, okay, the episode, okay, and then most importantly, the transcript quote. Okay, so that is the trail, that is the connection that I'm trying to make. So I want to just quickly kind of talk about how the data actually flow. So I'm going to kind of read, as boring as this may sound, I'm going to try to make it exciting, but I'm going to read kind of this little TLDR here, and then we can kind of get into some details. But BetCast listens to sports betting podcast. We extract the bets. We track whether those bets win or lose. And then we publish the podcast record. Okay? So everything rests on this one promise, which is, and I want to stand by this because I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't want to stand by that the fact is that when BetCast says podcast, this particular podcast made this particular pick and it won, we can prove it. Or if it lost, we can prove it. We can prove it. Look, in today's world, proof is key, you know? A lot of people are just saying stuff, but we want to say stuff and prove it. Okay? So in order to do that, every pick generated past this report from this, not this exact date, but not too long ago, but every pick generated will be traceable to the exact episode it came from with the date, a link, and a word-for-word quote. And that proof cannot be lost. Okay? We were having issues, or I was dealing with the fact that if you delete a card, because, you know, this generation is automatic, but users can actually, you can go log into the system and generate a bet yourself. That bet that you generate goes into the pool for the podcast record for once it gets settled. So as a user, you could have deleted that bet, which would have deleted that record, that proof, not the case anymore. And also I made a UI update that I started putting these verified records up on the screen, because once I went back and updated the data, there was a few episodes that I couldn't actually prove. And when I say I can't prove, I could source it back to the podcast, but I couldn't source it to a specific episode. I couldn't source it to a specific quote. So that won't be the case anymore. And you'll see that reflected in the, you know, if whoever can go check out the leaderboard, the rankings, all that, you'll see like, oh, here's the overall record that we have for the podcast. But then there's like a little verified, like this is verified, and verified just simply means that we have a receipt, and a receipt includes all that information I just said that I will not repeat. But I'm going to quickly go over how the data flows, and then we're going to get to the report, and then we're going to shut it down. So it starts with transcripts, okay? And you know what? I may say this for the next few episodes, just in the event that we get new listeners, but I want to preface the pod with this. I don't want to bore my listeners that I already have, but just know in the beginning, I may go down the spiel of credibility. I may go down the spiel of like, we're keeping receipts. I may go down this spiel. This will be the longest version, that's for sure. But so how the data actually flows, it starts with transcripts. We pull recent episodes from tracked podcasts and we get their transcripts. Transcripts, transcripts, transcripts. That's what we digest. So we extract. So for each episode, the LLM will read the transcript and pull out the best bets. Okay? Simple. We aggregate across multiple transcripts, across multiple podcasts, across multiple shows. Okay? So bets mentioned by multiple shows are grouped together. So we have a consensus. Okay, then we spit out a betting card. Now I'm talking about the UI tool. So the UI tool will spit out a betting card. Okay, I will mention there's an automated system that is constantly creating cards that nobody ever sees. It just uses the system itself to create the card, but users can log in and do this, and you can see a betting card. You can see the picks, sources on each bet, and which podcast and which episode it came from. Okay, so then the settlement comes. So when the game finishes, the pick is then, I call, settled, which means it is marked win, loss, or push. Those are the three options. Either you win the bet, either you lost the bet, or you push. And that updates the podcast scoreboard. That updates the podcast rankings. And so that's what we're here for. We want to know at the end of the day, like I said before, okay, we want to know what picks are winning, what picks are losing, and we're finding that information out. All right, so, yeah. So before, we had a question, or we could get a question that says, which episode did this pick come from? Hey, I couldn't tell you that before. Now I can. Every new pick, exact episode, air date, everything, verbatim quote, yes, we can answer that question. So, did you credit everyone? This is me. Maybe I should do a different voice for the question. So, did you credit it? I can't even do a voice. For some reason, my first idea went to like a girly girl voice. Like, did you credit everyone who called this? I did not before, but now yes. Okay, there was a small nuance in that if two different podcasts expressed the same bet, but they worded it differently. There was some instances before where when it merged those picks together, one of the sources got dropped. Not happening anymore. All right. Before, show me the evidence. I don't like that voice. That's the last time I'm doing that voice. I couldn't point to any evidence. But now, okay, I can point to what exactly the evidence is. Episode quote. Episode date, everything. Okay. Here's another question in my normal voice. Is that win-loss record actually provable? Yes, we have a verified record and an all-time record. So anything verified is provable. And last but not least, I have added a huge alarm to if any pick doesn't have the receipt. All eyes on deck. Let's see what happened there. Okay. So yeah, that is my little tidbit about some of the data, how the data flows, and kind of like I said, what this report is being built off of. Okay. So after doing that, I'm going to take this is my second sip of coffee that I'm going to take, and here we go. Oh my gosh, nothing better. Not as good as that first sip, but still pretty dang good. Okay, now into the actual report here. As I mentioned, 243 decisions. This is against Major League Baseball only, 12 betting podcasts, okay? And overall, once again, I give a thumbs up to the podcast ecosystem. Anytime you're over 50%, hey, that means that you're winning more than losing. Although slightly over, it's not like it's in the 60s or in the 70s. But 53.9% is pretty good. I mean, I would say there's a bit of nuance in regards to if that's profitable, because some of those bets might have projected more units. So if a bet that wanted you to bet more on loses, okay, even though another bet won but wasn't as profitable, you know, that would only be determined in your own personal dashboard when you start generating your own cards. And maybe I'll add that to the next report, because as I'm kind of reading it, I'm like 53.9%. I would like to, based off, and I can base that off what the system, like I said, every time a bet gets generated, the system will determine how many units and an expected amount of units that you should bet on this. So based off that, we can actually determine if this was profitable. But the fact that it's above 50%, I think, is a sign that, hey, that's definitely, you know, that's over 500, okay? So, yeah, 131, 112, and 3. So out of the 12 podcasts, the best, which I want to shout out here, and again, this is just about Major League Baseball. And I did this report because the All-Star break is coming up. So we had this is one of the biggest data sets we have, because I started tracking a lot of this data when the season started. So this was a good time to pop out this report. And as I keep mentioning, you know, every week we're going to have some sort of report. And it's only going to get better once, you know, we have more sport. Right now, like I said, this is probably one of the most outside of the World Cup. Thank you, FIFA. Every 4 years. Otherwise, it would really just be baseball and WNBA and some UFC. But again, not getting as much UFC data. But MLB happens every single day. So it's a good source, which is why this report, which is why it makes sense to do this report now. But let's see here. Top five podcasts. Odd Shopper, congratulations. If I had a producer, I would add in a little clap there, but I don't. So I'm just going to clap silently in the background. Only 12 decisions, but hey, you were 9-3 and you're the top. The next one up is called Play Me or Fade Me Sports Betting Picks Podcast. And again, I want to mention that I shouted these out in my ex post. So I haven't heard anything back from any of them. I don't think they retweeted anything, but, you know, hopefully, like I said, I'll be here. We can talk about the numbers. I want, you know, podcast hosts that you care about this data. It helps you. It could help you solidify, give you credibility. Anyways, they're number two. Again, only 12 decisions. Report says they had the strongest money line record, so that's nice. And then we got Wager Talk, Sports Betting Tips, a little bit more decision, 62.5%. It looks like they had the best weekly burst, so they went 4-1-1 during 1 week. So congrats to them. And I almost forgot, like, this is in the top of the report, but this report is basically running from March to July. From March, the end of March, to basically July 5th. So March 25th to July 5th for exact dates. Just to give you an idea. So that's number four. Now, that was number three. Number four is The Early Edge, a daily sports betting podcast. They had 80 decisions. So a lot more decisions, not quite the highest win rate. But I think for 80 decisions, they went 45-35. That's 56.3%. Really good. And then the last one was the Just Baseball Show. They went 7-6. They had 13 decisions at a 53.8% clip. So those are the top five out of the 12. So if you made it into that, congratulations. Yay! You can tell yourself, tell your audience, tell your friends, tell your family that, hey, I'm in the top five of MLB betting. Top five out of 12. Hey, at least you're not 12 out of 12. You got your name spoken. Congratulations. Looking at the report, we're going to look at just some of the market breakdown. Let's see what stood out to me. Look, again, I want to, you know, for full disclosure, I'm not the I don't gamble too much on MLB. I'm here to provide the data. This is the data. I know there's a lot of folks who love MLB, who love betting on MLB, who might listen to a podcast to help them get them picks. Well, here's some of the podcasts you might want to check out. Here's how they're doing. Okay. As of right now, player props is hitting at a 58.7% clip. That's more than anything else. So, again, I'm like providing this data to let people, you know, you're into sports gambling. Okay. MLB player props, that seems to be the most profitable. Okay, you look at the report, team totals. That seems to be the least profitable. Well, it's really close between spreads. So, like, spreads and team totals seem quite, like, spreads is 9-12-1 at a 42.9%. Team totals is 7-9 at a 43.8%. So, spreads, team totals, stay away. Player props, okay? Game totals seems to be, game totals is at 55.9%. So, again, all these details are in the report. And one thing that it kind of is interesting, which I'm surprised to see, is that every bet gets broken to a confidence signal, I don't know why I said signal. I think it's because that's the title of that part of the report, confidence signal. But so every bet gets a confidence, high, medium, or low. And the idea is that, or the thought is that high bets would hit the most because there's a high confidence in that bet. And the reason why it gets a high confidence, it was maybe mentioned across episodes or the host was very adamant about this bet. However, it gets labeled high. You would like for those bets to hit more than not, but those generated bets that were marked high, they only went 5-7-1. So 41.7%, which is like you expect low because you get low confidence. That should be the lowest. But so interesting that the high bets didn't perform that well so far. All right. Last but not least, I'm going to go into category call outs here. Actually, before I do that, I'm going to take my third sip of coffee. Oh, man. Okay, category callouts. Props leader, money line leader. Let's see. What is interesting to me? So, I mean, 7-1 is pretty good. Like, that was the bet. The early edge had that. The early edge got fourth on my list. So, they had the best week. 7-1. Okay. Congrats to you. You get the best single week award. I'm giving out awards here. I'm giving out trophies. No, I'm not. I'm just giving out the spoken word. Let's see here. Props leader, odd shopper. Okay, you were, again, only 12 decisions, but I guess they were all on player props. So you kind of get the props leader award, badge, trophy. Really, just the spoken word of that you are the props leader in the MLB season. So, again, that's the report in a little bit more detail. Again, you can read it. You can check it out at betcastai.com/reports. I, again, went to a nice spiel about the data. And, you know, how this is formulated, as I want to be as open as possible and transparent. And I want to make sure these bets are verifiable, which they are now and will be moving forward. So want to thank everyone for tuning in to the BetCast Ledger, again, where we talk about the betting sports podcast. And we hold them accountable. Not really, but we just give you the data. All right. Well, had a blast. I'm going to take my last sip of coffee afterwards. So, as always, holla.